straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, the Prime Minister says artificial intelligence will be absolutely central to keeping the UK safe from future threats. Sir Keir Starmer's been speaking at the start of London Tech Week. He's highlighted how AI is being used to improve surgery in hospitals, reduce paperwork for social workers and bolster national defences. And he appealed to sceptics.
AI and tech makes us more human. Which sounds an odd thing to say, but it's true. And we need to say it because, look, some people out there are sceptical. They do worry about AI taking their job.
A 14-year-old boy has died in a stabbing in Manchester. The attack happened outside a pub in the New Moston area at around 5 p.m. yesterday. Classic FM's Chris Chambers is there and says four people have been arrested.
Two boys aged 14 and 16 have been arrested on suspicion of his murder. And a 14-year-old girl is being held on suspicion of assisting an offender, as is a 37-year-old woman. The Fairway Inn is at the junction of two busy roads. There is police tape all around the pub with police vehicles parked up outside. And anybody with any information is urged to come forward.
Tensions in Los Angeles have escalated after Donald Trump deployed the National Guard. Tear gas and rubber bullets were used against crowds demonstrating against an immigration crackdown. The president's been accused of fueling the unrest by sending in the troops against the wishes of Californian authorities. The NHS is calling for hundreds of thousands more blood donors to come forward. 1 million regular donors are needed to meet demand across England. Just 2% of the population keep the nation's blood stocks afloat. Andrew Lloyd Webber has won his first competitive Tony Award for 30 years. Sunset Boulevard, starring Nicole Scherzinger, won Best Musical Revival in New York last night. Best New Musical went to rom-com Maybe Happy Ending. And the weather becoming cloudier for most. Rain will spread in from the west, but staying dry and warm in the south. A high of 20 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon, and welcome all to the top of this fabulous week. First day of June I've spent in your inestimable company. Wonderful to be back.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
That is the main theme to The Trap by Ron Goodwin, played by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra under Ron Goodwin himself. And before that, we heard Handel's Saraband. I love that recording of it. That's the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Lovely, under Alexander Bridger. Well, good morning, and welcome to Classic FM. I'm Alexander Armstrong. Marvellous to be with you. It's Monday, and a fresh week of delights is settling itself at our feet as I speak. How are you? My goodness, it's been ages. I've been in India filming, which has been marvellous. In fact, I come to you straight from Bangalore. I haven't even passed go. I've come fresh from the airport. Not sure if fresh is quite the mot juste, but you get my point. But do get in touch. Tell me what I've missed. I'm longing to hear how you've been and what has been happening. You can text me on 61812 or email via classicfm.com. Tons of exciting music this morning, including Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue and, glory be, Josef Rheinberger's Abendlied, which I adore. I shall also have the first clue in this week's Famous Five at 10:30, which I suddenly realise I haven't written the last line to. So I shall apply myself to that while we hear this. Music of the night, eine große Nachtmusik. Thank you. from Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera. That was Music of the Night. Hauser, the cellist, was with the London Symphony Orchestra under Robert Ziegler. Martin Biddiscombe in Harlow. How nice to hear from you, Martin. Morning, AA. Welcome back. Thank you very much. Hope you had a great time off. Ali did a sterling job keeping your seat warm, but we're looking forward to a more challenging Famous Five. We're looking forward to more challenging Famous Five clues. Now the OG is back. Yes, original and best. There we are. Well, Martin, thank you very much. I know Alan did a wonderful job. And thank you, Alid. My goodness, I should have said that earlier. I shall have the first clue in a brand new Famous Five. Last line now written. After this, Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, performed by Benjamin Grosvenor and the RLPO on Classic FM. Benjamin Grosvenor with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra under James Judd. And that was Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Well, look at that, it's 10:30. I'm bang on time for the first clue in this week's Famous Five. Here it comes. What Hood might reach for when trouble appears. The end of the line for laces. The cherry on top. A boyfriend. A warp. No pizzicato for Brummel, in any cases. Here it is again. What Hood might reach for when trouble appears, the end of the line for laces. The cherry on top, a boyfriend, a warp. No pizzicato for Brummel, in any cases. The answer, revelation, will be before 11.
Thank you.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Dance on Classic FM. I thought it was what we needed. That comes from Errol's La Fille Malgardée, and that was the orchestra of the Royal Opera House Covent Garden under John Lanchbery. And before that, we heard Aaron Copland's Simple Gifts, variations on a Shaker hymn from Appalachian Spring. Zubin Mehta was conducting the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. Happy Monday from Simon in Angus. Thank you very much indeed, Simon. You're absolutely right on today's clue, as is Sylvia in West Sussex and Rob from Durham, Sue in Brighton also. Good morning, Mr. Armstrong, from a sun peeking out Cockermouth in Cumbria. And that's from Melissa also. Absolutely right. Martha in Overcast, but bright Glasgow. Also right. Everyone, absolutely spot on. Now, this lovely Josef Rheinberger I've been talking about. Rheinberger was born in 1839 in Vaduz in Liechtenstein and began showing exceptional musicality at a very young age. When he was seven, he was already playing the organ for church services in his hometown. And at 12, he entered the Munich Conservatoire, where he soon outshone his classmates and composed numerous works. When he was only 19 years old, the conservatory offered him a professorship for piano, and later also for organ and composition, a post he in fact kept until shortly before his death. He wrote a great deal of organ music, unsurprisingly, and choral works. But I think this motet is Rheinberger at his very best, real favourite among choristers, certainly among me. This is Abendlied.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
The beautiful third movement of Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 2, played by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, Vasily Petrenko, was our conductor. And before that, wasn't that lovely? Abendlied by Josef Rheinberger. That was the Cambridge Singers. Conducted by John Rutter. Well, how did you get on, I wonder, with today's famous five? What hood might reach for when trouble appears? The end of the line for laces. The cherry on top, a boyfriend, a warp. No pizzicato for Brummel, in any cases. Welcome back. We missed you. We hope your first day back isn't too stressful, that all the best biscuits weren't eaten while you were away. No, no, there are tons of creamy ones left. We think the answer to today's clue is bow or bow. Absolutely right on both scores. Andy and Mags in Overcast Birmingham, lovely to hear from you. Yes, bow. Or bow, spell it however you like. It's the sound I'm interested in. Let's play again tomorrow at 10:30. I'm going to start the next hour with Mozart's Horn Concerto No. 4, and I shall be introducing you to my brand new Classic FM album of the week. First, the news on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
At Viking, we believe travel should be more than just a trip. It should be a doorway to cultural insight and personal enrichment. Start planning your river, ocean, or expedition journey today and discover why Viking was named Best River Cruise Operator and Best Luxury Ocean Cruise Operator at the 2024 Times and Sunday Times Travel Awards. Learn more at viking.com.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting a sea turtle from £5 a month, helping communities monitor and protect turtle nesting grounds in Fiji. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt a Turtle and help bring our world back to life.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
A wise woman once said, heaven is a place on earth. And it is, because you've created it with an elegant collection of delicate bouquet vases, apothecary vases, and sculpted glass vases filled with flowers. You might have hay fever, but hey, it's worth it. Bless you. Whatever happens, style it out. F&F.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
How much? Oh my.
I take it you wasn't expecting that, my love.
What a wonderful way to start your Friday.
It's more than good. It's brilliant.
Oh, bless you.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Chase is the digital bank you can count on.
How so?
Because you get 1% cash back on your grocery shop.
Like on prosciutto?
Yeah, prosciutto.
And seaweed crackers?
Sure, those two.
Oh, hang on, what about rotisserie chickens?
If it's in your grocery shop, Chase has got your cash back. Join today and get 1% cash back on debit card spending on groceries, fuel and everyday transport. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents eligibility applies. 1% cash back for your first year. Maximum £15 per month. Exceptions apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, Sir Keir Starmer has announced that more than 7.5 million workers will be trained to use AI by 2030. The Prime Minister says the technology can be hugely transformative for the UK and it'll be absolutely central to our defence strategy. Addressing London Tech Week, he outlined how it can improve public services.
We're looking at how can AI speed up discharges from hospitals, hugely important. Same with the asylum backlog, how can AI and tech help us? Or teachers, helping them personalise the lessons for their pupils.
A 9-year-old girl and a man have died in a house fire in West Yorkshire. It broke out at a property in Heckmondwike on Sunday morning. An 11-year-old girl is in a critical condition in hospital and police say they don't believe there are any suspicious circumstances. Ukraine says Russia has launched more than 470 drones in the biggest overnight bombardment of the war so far. The Air Force says the barrage targeted mainly central and western areas of the country and that most were intercepted. Sources say the Home Office and the Treasury are yet to reach a deal ahead of Wednesday's spending review. There are